Chapter 1. 6 years later. It took every ounce of self-control for Gabriel de Vincent to stand back and do nothing. Just stand there and watch him being led away. But that's what he had to do, because that's what he'd promised, and Gabe tried to be a man of his word. Sometimes he failed at that. Failed at that in ways that haunted him late at night, but he wouldn't go back on this. He'd promised them 3 uninterrupted months. That's what he was going to give them. His jaw ached from how hard he was clenching it as the Rothschilds walked back into the restaurant. He didn't take his eyes off them, not until he couldn't see them anymore. Only then did he look at the slip of paper. Looking down at the drawing of a puppy on a piece of blue construction paper, he felt the worst mix of emotions. Sadness, pride, helplessness, hope, fury that he'd never tasted before. He had no idea how one person could feel all of that at once, but he did. A wry smile tugged at his lips. There was definitely talent in the drawing, real skill. The De Vincent knack for the arts was still kicking around, it seemed. His gaze flickered over what was written in a blockish handwriting. He'd already read it 3 times, but couldn't bear to read it a 4th time. Not right now. He didn't want to fold the paper and create creases in it, so he was careful as he carried it back to where he was parked. "Gabriel de Vincent," frowning at the vaguely familiar voice, he turned around. A man stepped out from behind a truck. Dark, square sunglasses shielded half the man's face, but Gabe recognized him. He sighed. "Ross Hayde, to what do I owe the honor of seeing you in Baton Rouge?" The reporter for The Advocate gave one of what Gabe assumed was a trademark half-grin, the kind that probably got him into places and events he sure as hell didn't belong in. "Headquarters are here, you know that." "Yeah, but you work out of the New Orleans office, Ross." He shrugged a shoulder as he neared Gabe. "I had to come up to headquarters. Heard through the grapevine that a De Vincent was in town." "Uh-huh." Not for 1 second did Gabe believe that. "And you just happened to hear that I was at this restaurant?" The smile kicked up a notch as he ran a hand over his blonde hair. "Nah. Seeing you here was just luck." Bullshit. Ross had been sniffing after his family for about 2 months now, trying to get one of them when they were out at dinner or at an event, showing up at nearly every damn function one of them was attending. But back home in New Orleans, Ross had trouble getting near them. Well, he had trouble getting to the one he really wanted to talk to, which was Gabe's older brother. Didn't require any leap of logic to figure out what was going on. Somehow Ross had heard that Gabe was here, and that's why Ross conveniently ended up here. Normally he could tolerate Ross's incessant questioning. Hell, he sort of liked the guy, appreciated his determination. But not when Ross was here and something he didn't want a reporter finding out mere feet away. Lowering his sunglasses, Ross eyed Gabe's ride. "Nice car. Is it one of the new Porsche 911s? Gabe raised his brows. "Family business must be going well. Then again, the family business is always going strong, isn't it? The De Vincents are old money. The 1% of the 1%. Gabe's family was one of the oldest, linked all the way back to the days the great state of Louisiana was being created. Now they owned the most profitable oil refineries in the Gulf, coveted real estate all around the world, tech firms, and once his older brother married, they'd be in control of one of the largest shipping industries in the world. So yeah, the De Vincents were wealthy, but the car and nearly everything Gabe owned, he bought it with the money he worked for, not the money he was born with. "Some say that your family has so much money that the De Vincents are above the law." Ross straightened his sunglasses. "Seems that way." Gabe really didn't have time for this. "Whatever you want to say, can you stop beating around the damn bush and get to it? I'm planning to head home sometime in the next year." The reporter's smile faded. "Since you're here and I'm here and it's damn hard to talk to you all any other time, I want to chat about your father's death."